What's going on, everybody? We are the Let's Talk Divots podcast. We are a women's professional golf podcast dedicated to professional golf, ladies professional golf on the LPGA Tour. I am your co-host, Casey Johnson, a 13-year PGA of Canada member who now walks inside the ropes on the LPGA Tour as a caddy. I'm joined by my good buddy, Captain Ron Dunn. Ron is also a caddy on the LPGA Tour. We will get more into that. Also, Super Stroke rep, boom mic operator, putting arc, the man that wears many hats. Everybody knows who Ronnie Dunn is now. If you are a listener, and we appreciate you continuing to listen to the podcast, trying to grow not just golf, but women's golf. And if you are enjoying, please just keep passing it on to friends. We love hearing from you. We love seeing our numbers grow. And our mission is to just continue to spread the message. The ladies' game is a great game, and just keep helping us to do that, achieving that by tweeting, emailing, messaging. We are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. Go ahead, check us out on Instagram, and just keep spreading the love. All right. We had 3 weeks off. Ronnie, what's going on, man?
Yeah, we did have 3 weeks off, but we're here in Florida enjoying in Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, we're back in business, man.
Back in the rig.
What did you get up to for your three? Did you miss me?
Let me think.
Too big of a pause. Moving on.
No, it was a long 3 weeks. Let's just put it that way.
You missed work, huh?
Yeah, I missed a lot of things.
What was the most exciting thing you did?
Oh, that was golfing with you in Southern Pines.
No, man. Three weeks. That was a while ago. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, so granted, the listeners, the most exciting thing Ron's done is he golfed with me a long time ago now. So, okay.
In the last 3 weeks, we had Thanksgiving, a little pre-Thanksgiving at a friend's house, Savannah, Georgia. But I was just cruising around with the Hilton Head. Love seeing the White House, the lighthouse.
Okay. And what'd you do?
I'll just cruise my bike around, rode around, played a little golf over there. It was my birthday, actually, so I always golf on my birthday. So I went to a beautiful course with alligators roaming the fairways. That was kind of interesting.
All right. Happy 70th birthday to Ron Dunn, huh?
Shout out.
Okay, woo-hoo, man. Shout out. Right on. Cool. Well, we're back at her. We're in Tampa. We're actually Clearwater or Bellevue, Florida, Tampa region for the Pelican Women's Championship. And it was a great week back, don't you think?
Oh, it was beautiful to be back. The weather was good. It was definitely Florida. It was hot, humid, a little bit windy out there, but it was beautiful. I mean, great to be back. A couple new players came out that haven't been out here all year. Number one in the world, Jin Young Ko. She was here. Sung Yoon Park, she showed up, number nine in the world. So we had a good field. 108 ladies teed it up.
Well, you know why, right?
Oh, yeah. They're getting ready for the U.S. Open in a couple of weeks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they are, getting tournament ready for the U.S. Open. I know they're not playing in Korea anymore. It's winter over there. And, it's showtime. The biggest person golf's coming up in a few weeks. Super exciting. It's bringing the big fish and just a little bit of prep work over here in Florida. And, yeah, I mean, the weather's been absolutely perfect. I've only been to Florida one other time. I just thought this is where old people came to die. But you know what? It's perfect in the wintertime. I've just had a phenomenal.
This is why all the golfers live out here in Florida. You can play golf year-round.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, how about that golf course?
Oh, my. That was one tough golf course. Donald Ross came to this region 100 years ago, started designing golf courses in 1925. He did Pelican.
Yeah, it was, you know, I didn't think there was much to it. And again, it played long. There was just no rough. The greens were a little tricky for sure, but man, the wind blew. I mean, we're talking 26 miles an hour for 3 of the 4 days. And there was clearly a big discrepancy from, you know, first to last in scores. You could see who's striking it well.
Yeah, only 15 ladies under par by the end of the rounds.
Yeah, I mean, top 20 got you. Even par got a top 20. And we'll get into the leaderboard a little bit more. But like, oh, my God, there's some people playing some amazing golf out there. And there's just a little bit of a disparity out here on the LPGA Tour. Even from, you know, the cut was plus 3 in Georgia. Three weeks ago, and the cut was plus 5 here today. So
this course was tough, though. The mammoth greens, not a lot of greens in regulation.
Tell Se Young Kim that.
Well, that was one.
Man, it was tough. No, trust me, I was out there.
But the Donald Ross runoffs, the false fronts, the everything. It was the greens in regulation very low for these mammoth-sized greens.
Yeah, par 70, excuse me there.
Yeah, par 70, only 2 par 5s. Even the 10th hole had a 4-foot drop from the front to the back on the same green, 4-foot elevation change.
Where'd you get that measurement? I think it's more, man. That's that. Did you stand up there or what?
No, Grant Boone on the Golf Channel has an app and he explained it all, but it was 4 foot drop. But even the 12, that saddle hole, 12 was a par three, 120 in the front pin and about 160 in the back with the big pipeline going right through the middle of it.
So how many greens did Tiff Chan have you reading this week?
Oh, that'd be a donut hole.
And how about, man, we had fans out here this week.
Fans, like, yes, we did.
It actually felt like a real golf tournament for the first time all year. I think members were allowed to have four guests. And again, we are in Florida. We are in the midst of a pandemic, but Florida don't care.
Everybody was pretty masked up out there. There's 200 members at this club, and they capped it at 200. So there's maybe 500 to 800 people out there, but there were some cheers going on.
All on the 18 green at 18th hole. I mean, I loved it. It was finally felt like, you know, there was leaderboards out there. We had a sign bearer the entire time. So it was great. It was like, okay, we're back. This is awesome. There's a bit of energy. There's a vibe. And the whole staff, everything, they just put on a really good show. So, you know, it was a good week at Pelican.
Well, they built this course 1925, and they redesigned it 2018, and they wanted to get an LPGA. This was scheduled for May earlier in the year, but obviously with COVID and everything like that, they had to push it back to November.
Plus five on the cut. Like, did that play harder than the KPMG? What was the cut at the friggin' last major? I mean, like, unbelievable. Like, we scraped it around there. We made the cut at one over for 2 days.
Yeah, and there was no rough. There was really very little rough. I mean, it was a Bermuda rough, so it was like a nest, a bird's nest.
The thing was the wind played, like, I was talking to this with Chris Edwards, a caddy out here. I think like there was three holes that were downwind. Other than that, it was just like cross all the way, cross here, cross there, like the whole golf course.
And it was pretty breezy the most part of the weekend.
Yeah, so let's talk about your week, man. Before we get into scores, like, Ron, you know, your second week caddying, and what did you do? Make the cut, like
cut maker.
Caddy Ron, batting 100%. You were the only caddy out there who's never missed a cut. What does that feel like?
You know, I put it on Tiff Chan's shoulder. She's the one that did it. I just kind of helped it around the ballpark.
So she's got thick, broad shoulders. You just hop on there and dig your spurs in. And
I'm on her coattails. I ride her coattails, and we just get it done. We get it around the course. But we had a tough round. There's no two ways about it. There were some long holes where we were hitting three woods in on our second shot. And then these undulating greens. Number two was like a turtle shell. You couldn't hold a ball on that. They just ran off everywhere.
Well, but that's what I mean. The disparity, the difference out there from like the, you know, the 40th and beyond to like, I mean, let's jump like Soyoung Kim, 15 under par winning, like unbelievable. Like I'm looking at that. I'm like, holy hell. Like she's just on another level.
Yeah, she finished clearing three by three shots, I think she won.
Yeah, and I mean the 18th
over the one
hole
who won 6 weeks ago, Allie McDonald.
Yeah, Allie McDonald just playing. I mean, both those are playing. Soyoung Kim won the last time she teed it up, and so did Allie. So Soyoung Kim and Allie both won the won their last event that they teed it up,
and they went 1-2 here.
They went 1-2, and again, Allie was what, 11 under?
Yeah. She had to birdie the 18th hole. She hit a nice iron in there to about, maybe it was a hybrid, to about 6 feet and made the birdie to go solo second.
Yeah, it was a hybrid, but
worth $130,000.
Steph ended up bogeying 18 anyway, so it would have been irrelevant. But I mean, a strong birdie, knowing that you need to do that. Like, I mean,
exactly.
Those gals are just they're on another level right now, and it's just fun to watch.
Shout out to Camper getting it done again. Caddy.
Yep. Those guys. Just heard a little joke. They might have to open up a Swiss bank account. You know, with the season they're having. So shout out to those guys. Awesome dudes. And
Paul Fusco's always on Soyoung Kim's ever since her rookie year. She was rookie of the year 2015, but here she is in her fifth season out here.
12th win, Soyoung Kim. Shout out to Soyoung Kim. She just became the third most winning South Korean golfer in history.
That's right.
Who's ahead of her, Ron?
Park with 25 and MB Park with 20.
Yeah. All right, man. And how old is she? 24, did you say?
No, she's 26.
Okay, but man, that kid, you know, she's still hungry. She's just playing and she's just catching her stride. I think she's going to be number one in the world before the end of this year.
Yeah, I think she just eclipsed the $10 million in career earnings, number 18 on the money list for the ladies.
Unbelievable. What was that stat that they set on TV?
Oh my gosh, can you believe this? She's played in 142 events. Average money she makes per start, $70,000
for teeing it up every week, a week's work. Kind of bad, huh?
Can't beat that.
Yeah, it, man.
And she's a nice girl, too. I see her out there all the time. She waves, says hello. English is a little broken, but she can totally get it around. You've seen on her pressers, and she knows how to answer the questions. But very, very likable out here on tour.
Yeah, it looks like she's just having a good time and, you know, hits it far enough, getting the job done, has all the tools, the right tools in the tool shed, and you know,
20 birdies, 6 bogeys this week.
That's it. Hey, like, how do you have 20 birdies out there? This is distance. Just it's such a force out here on the women's game. I know it is the men's game as well, but
she did not even lead in that staff. Number third, Steph Meadows at 21 birdies.
Really, yeah. Really. And yeah, shout out to Steph Meadows.
Exactly.
I mean, awesome
getting
kid.
And cashes her biggest check over 100K
and got it done on the weekend. You know, you see a lot of players, you know, in Steph's position who've been there a few times. They kind of, you know, sneak up the leaderboard once in a while, but kind of crumble come Saturday, Sunday. Well, Steph held her own the whole weekend.
With a real veteran caddy on her back. She just got a new caddy. So caddies do make a difference. Me, my second loop around there, I finished DFL.
Yeah, but you're 100, you're batting, you're 2 for 2, man.
I know, but John Killian, he's you know, been out here 30 years, and he gets it done with Steph in the first week they work together. Third place, that's pretty good.
I was going to ask you, when's the top 10 player going to start seeking your service? You know, like, hey,
I think the novelty of caddying has worn off.
What?
It's worn off a little bit. It's never as good as the first time.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. But best day of your life back at Seaview,
yes,
man.
It was 100%. It was like Christmas every day. And I still enjoy being out there. Don't get me wrong. Being inside the ropes, watching these ladies play from 5 feet away, handing Tiffany a club and watching her smack it. It is an unreal feeling if you're a golf fan. I totally dig it out here.
So are you telling the aspiring caddies who are going to come down here and try to get a bag on tour, it's harder than it looks?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Come find me. Come find me, and I'll give you the backdoor treatment to tell you what it's all about, but it's tough.
Captain Ron, the only guy driving an RV around. You can't miss him.
That's right.
Yeah, Steph Meadows, man, really, really good. That week got her into US Open.
CME.
CME, so, you know, you can just come out here and have a really great week, and it can change your world.
She's
got
3 more tournaments to cash some checks. That's great for her.
But, yeah, Austin Ernst making we haven't really heard much from her since
Arkansas. She won in Arkansas, yeah.
You know, I know, just foreshadowing there. But, charged up the leaderboard. I think she had a really solid day today, maybe like, you know, 4, 5, 6 under or something to jump up into there. But, you know, just the usual names up here, you know, Lydia Ko, also tied with Austin Ernst and Jessica Korda. Angela Stanford absolutely lit up today.
Cashing a check today. She just moved 11th on the all-time money list for the LPGA.
Yeah.
She's been out here 20 years.
Yeah, so I'm just going to look up a couple.
I think 65, 5 under.
Jessica Korda, 64 today. Like, where did you see that out there? I mean, the golf course definitely played, obviously, a lot easier. Angela Stanford had a 65 as well. But, it just wasn't in our realm today out there. That's for sure.
No, but it was nice to get it done. The beautiful weather, nice ovation at 18, had to have been 500 people. A lot of blue blazers out there. That's what they wear. Frank Ridley, the guy from Augusta, the chairman over there. Anyways, I'm not sure of his first name. It slips me right now, but he was out here. So they're kind of mirroring Augusta with the blazers. They got the blue blazers out here.
I've seen that at a few clubs, like obviously not Augusta Green, but I thought they were sharp, man. Those are nice.
You can definitely
nice
point out the members out here, and they were very friendly. We had a couple that were stand bearers in our group, and they were more than cordial and talked about the course, and they were happy to see par being a good score here.
Always are. Jennifer Song getting it done with another 65 today, jumped into a tie for 6. And how about that young lady? She's having a great year with Andy Techmeyer, a friend of the pod on her bag. You know, I'd love to see her season's earnings, but she just seems to be a top 10 machine. She's having a fantastic year and just another great week.
Oh, yeah. She's getting it done, too. Lee Six was here, too. She's someone hasn't shown up for the first time. Our defending champ of the U.S. Open, she's out here getting her reps in.
Yep. She didn't have a great week. I think she finished 5 over total. But, you know, like it's just a warm-up for the U.S. Open. Like you said, you know, they're just coming over here, starting to get the competitive edge back. You know, you got playing golf and at your home club or, you know, especially over in Korea, it's just not the same. You need those competitive reps. I know they've hung up the KLPGA has been on hiatus now for a little bit, and you just need a little bit to get that competitive juice is flowing just under the pressure, under the gun, kind of just find it again. So Six is over here, definitely wanting to defend her title. We'll make some picks on that after Texas, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Anything can happen. Anybody can win on any given day out here, right?
Oh, she came back good today, though. She
had a good day. She's 5-under today?
I'm not sure, but she faltered a Saturday, I believe, and today she held her own. I don't know about 5-under, but she was a few under for sure.
Man, I'll look it up here. Just give me a sec, but I'll keep going down the list here. We had rounding out the top 10. My compatriot, Brooke Henderson, always popular with me in the pod. So
that's right.
Yeah, at least Six was 66 today. So started the day at 9 over par and jumped to 5 total for the golf tournament. So but that's what you need. That's the way you want to win. That's the way you want to end a tournament, right? Like if you're trending in the wrong direction, obviously she made the cut, but you know, faltered day 3, you know, as long as you can bounce back and take, you know, some good swing thought, really positivity into the next week, that goes a long way, as opposed to, let's say if it was on the other foot, let's say she was even par and shot a final round 77. I mean, you'd much rather, come in the other way than go out. This leaves a bad taste in your mouth, right? You gotta sleep with that the whole week. All of a sudden, the caddy's to blame. Next thing you know, the caddy's getting fired. You know how we feel like about that stuff here on the podcast, Ronnie.
It's tough out there. There's no two ways about it, but it was a great, great weekend.
Rounding out the top 10, our friend of the pod, Ashley Buhai from South Africa.
Did you shout out Lydia Ko? She was up there. She's been
playing real strong.
She's working out. She's added 10 yards to her drives. So she's up and coming for the U.S. Open here. She's good possibility there.
I breezed over her because I said, you know, and the usual suspects up there, like Lydia Ko just cashing another top 5, 70,000. I mean, I called her out early on watching her at the drive on Inverness. I thought we were going to see a resurrection of Lydia Ko, but it is the COVID year, and I think she's going to spin right over into 2021 season. She's been playing. She hasn't won this year, but she's been there. She's been there in contention several times. Obviously, Danielle Kang stole that one away from her in Toledo there. So Lydia Ko knocking on the door always. She's just an elite player, and she will win again soon. If not, you know what? We got 3 weeks left. You never know, right?
Oh, yeah. But this course, though, I just have to keep going back. Beautiful Bermuda. It was so manicured. You know, fairways touched each other. No rough in between. Two tee boxes. You walked from 15 feet, maybe 15 yards from one green to the next tee box.
So I got a question for you, being a new caddy, and I'm not going to go into, slander your skill level or anything out there on the golf course, but what did you think of the grain coming from, you know, California environment to this grainy environment down here?
There was a lot of sand underneath the grass on the greens. What I really noticed is you talking the grain of the grass?
I'm talking the grain, G-R-A-I-N, like the way the grass grows.
Yeah. Well, the grass was very thin, very low cut on the, and it wasn't even like, it was some sort of Bermuda, but it's some hybrid that they're making themselves. I forget what it was called, some chemical name it sounded like. But the grain, I did notice a lot of sand divots just blew up in the air. It was just like.
But did you ever talk with the Tiff, like the putt being down grain or into the grain or anything?
I didn't see very much color variation. Usually when it's shiny, it's down grain, and if it's not, it's up grain. I didn't really see that, but the thing I noticed, a lot of fertilizer out there because the grass was all painted green, you know, real. It was a different type of Bermuda greens for sure from the West Coast.
Yeah, classic Florida environment. But yeah, there's the sheen, you know, the downhill, down grain really quick where you can be putting back into the grain and it's kind of like Velcro really slow. So definitely the gals who had a handle on that this week probably made more putts.
Yeah, there were a lot of three putts, I'm sure, out there. I know we had a few, but the greens were tough. The fairways, everything just kind of, it's a brand new course. It's redesigned 2 years ago, so it hasn't really taken root yet, I don't think.
But Ashley Buhai, breezed over there, but she's had a great year. She lost in that playoff to Georgia Hall back in Portland, and she's again a friend of the pod, people. Go back and check it out. Great interview with her and her partner in crime, her husband, Dave Buhai. He tells an awesome story about the Dame Laura Davies, and you got
to
go
check it
out.
Go listen to that one. But and Dave's a good guy. He's been hopping bags. He kind of split ways with his player last week, and he was out there today or this week. He didn't make the cut. But it was with Christina Kim, CK, another friend of the pod.
Another friend of the friends of the pod everywhere. Dave will have no problem. We know there's a few people trying to get his services up and coming, and he is.
He'll have some interviews coming up. He'll probably get something for the U.S. Open, I'm sure.
One of the good guys out there, and you know, I know we don't really normally go past the top 10 here, Ron, but I was out there on hole 18 green watching Elizabeth Zokel from like 20
feet.
She's
a local here. She plays here, coaches here. She lives around 40 minutes from here. That's why her coach and Brittany Altamara, same coach. They're the pro here. But yeah, she smoked it out there. There's no two ways about it.
Oh, well, what I'm going to get into is she had a putt to get into the top 10, which would have, because she's not in next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, people are like,
I love that 18th green.
This is to go into, you know, get into the VOA. VOA is the Volunteers of America in a couple
our
weeks.
Next tournament.
You know, awesome when you see somebody like hole a putt. You know, it didn't quite work out in her favor. But because of the daylight, so like, what was the field this week? 96 or something?
108.
Yeah, so typically a field's, you know, 144 or over 154, 156. But just because of daylight, like, we barely got finished even with the limited field that we had now.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday got to be tough, but there were 108 teed it up, 106 teed it up on Friday. One lady withdrew. Natalie Gelbus pulled out. She was 8 over on the first day. I think she's still having back issues, something like that. And then there was a DQ for not signing your scorecard.
Yeah, you, Lou. And that's just like, that's junior golf rookie stuff right there. I can't believe that. You know, sometimes you'll hear that they sign an incorrect scorecard, but to actually full-on forget to sign your scorecard.
Here's
a
question.
Can the
official that's there, you hand the card to, can he say, excuse me, hey, you didn't sign that card? Or did
100%. I don't know specifically. I'd say it maybe once you leave the grounds or something, or I'm not really sure.
I think once you leave the tent, the scoring tent, then it's done.
Siri. I don't know. It seems a little bit, but who knows? You know, that seems.
Well, that's too bad
bush-ly.
For you, Lou. She's a player. She, you know, who knows if she would have contended out here or not. But it was so much fun to be out here again. I'm just glad we got galleries out there. We had some good food going on in the clubhouse. Beautiful, brand new clubhouse. Everything was plush around here.
Yeah, I wonder if we're gonna get. I know Texas is a pretty red state, and they're COVID friendly. I wonder if we're gonna get some more fans coming down the stretch here.
I wonder if the U.S. Open's gonna have fans.
I think the USGA will put a stop to that.
Well, that is what it is, and that's going to be in Houston in a few weeks, so 3 weeks away.
Yeah, but VOA, what's the field there? Same thing. We got limited daylight, so it's going to be short.
The U.S. Opens, we're playing Thursday and Friday on two courses.
Well, this is just the craziness.
It's a huge field.
Like, we got these tiny fields, but the U.S. Open, they don't want to jeopardize the USGA, you know, what they typically do. So they have a full 156 field. It's on two golf courses. The Thursday, Friday are on two golf courses, and the Sunday will be played on the one course so that they can get everybody in, and, you know, they just want that full field. I was going down the list. There's, you know, 20 amateurs in the field. There's a ton of people coming over from Japan. It takes the official world golf rankings. So, you know, I guess the KLPGA and the Japan Tour have a lot of merit. So
LET as well.
LET, of course.
They'll be bringing some people. They got a big gun coming over. I've got the
there's
favorite.
There's some great players that are coming from all over the globe. And, yeah, I know what you're going to talk about.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
You go ahead, man. Get into it.
Well, the 3 weeks off. We didn't even ask what you did, Casey, but I guess it's irrelevant. I know what you did.
Well, I guess you just didn't care that much.
That's right. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I know you surfed it up in beautiful Southern California, I guess.
I got hooked up from you.
You got
a
suntan going.
And Jeff Adams. Shout out to Jeff Adams for hooking me up with his abode. He had a great time in San Diego, man.
But, yeah, that three-week break, there was a lot of golf going on in LET, Ladies European Tour. Lydia Ko went. She made the flight over there. Minji Lee made the flight. They had one. I don't know if you saw it on TV. Under the lights. They put lights out there.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It's called Midnight Golf or something like that. But
Did they play a whole round under those lights?
They might have started. I don't know what time they finished up, but it was dark and they needed the lights. But Minji Lee won in a playoff over Celine Boutier.
Yeah.
Which was real nice. That was good to see Minji getting it done.
Yeah. Shout out to Minji. And then who just had back to back wins after that?
Emily Patterson.
Emily Patterson, maybe the biggest. the biggest check on the LET in women's golf, I think, in that Saudi tournament.
Yeah, the Saudi Arabian one. There was a team event also. She won the individual and also won the team event. And then she won earlier in the year. She had three victories. She's coming over for the U.S. Open. She is my pick to win the U.S. Open.
I think she got in because of that, because of the LET. And I think there was a million-dollar prize purse in that Saudi event. And she won over, typically an LET win might get you, 30,000 or something. It's kind of on par with Symetra, maybe a little bit more. But she won,
a little bit more,
110K or something like that. So, Emily's feeling flush with back-to-back wins, and maybe she'll be picking up the tab for boyfriend Ollie Brett the next time they go for dinner.
Oh yeah, Ollie wasn't even here this week. I did not see him.
Yeah. So what about our? So I got on a note from our last podcast, which was you actually reminded me about this yesterday. But we did an over and under on coronavirus casualties after the break, and you said we decided on four.
I think it was.
I feel like that seems low.
I don't remember. I thought I was picking four at least. And we had one a week average.
No, I feel like I would have went higher than that, but who knows? I can't, my memory.
Well, I think we had more than that too.
Oh,
we definitely did.
We had apparently seven. I think it might have been.
Is that what it was? Seven?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. But Ollie Brett was one of the casualties. He went down.
Yeah, the Jatanagarn sisters, 3 weeks off. There's a little pandemic fatigue. I think all the Thai girls got it, actually, Pajares. I just feel like there's more than seven.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to have to get an official count on that.
Well, we got another week off. We got Thanksgiving coming up. There is going to be a lot of house parties going on. What's the over-under this week?
Man, just 1 week off.
Yeah, but there's a major holiday here.
Oh, I'm just talking it out, man. So I'm talking through the
people
scenario.
People visiting elsewhere, walking, going to the supermarkets a little bit more than normal.
Holiday.
I'm going five.
I like it. Five's our over-under number. We'll see what happens.
It's probably going to be over.
It's probably going to be over.
Let's just start with five. No joking matter out there. Be safe. Cover your face. Respect the distance of others and wash your hands, guys, if you want to get through this thing.
That's it.
No Rona here.
No Rona, man. Keep the Rona to yourself.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Emily. I'm looking forward to the U.S. Open. Yeah, we shouldn't jump past the VOA, the Volunteers of America. I'm not sure if I'm working there or not. After we left 18, we didn't give it any word. Tiff just said, I'll send you a text, see what happens.
No texts rolled in yet, huh?
No texts. I'm thinking that's my paycheck text she's talking about. Not see you later, bye. But like I said, novelty wore off. I would definitely do it again if she asked. I just love being inside the ropes, whether I'm volunteering as a marshal, working the boom mic. Outside the ropes even works for me too, but they don't have fans there, no spectators, so I can't do that.
What's your favorite part?
Just being close to the girls, watching them hit the ball, then looking over my shoulder, watching you walk by on the fairway over there with Tiff Joe, looking around right behind me, Morgan Pressel and Sung Hyun Park, former number one in the world, number nine now, watching them play golf. Just being up to, I just love golf and love ladies and watching them, athletes in action.
You're the ultimate fan for sure.
I just love being
out there. What's your least favorite part?
The equipment trailer manager.
But that's not part of the caddy job. I'm talking caddy.
Oh, caddy, least part. Ooh, but that'd be Tuesdays and Wednesdays practice rounds. It's kind of good. The girls yuck it up out there, and I actually have a little say in that. I mean, I can talk a little bit more freely when it comes down to crunch time, Thursday to Sunday or Thursday.
It becomes
to Friday,
a little bit more business for sure.
Much,
I mean,
much more professional. 100%. And I'm not the most professional guy. I don't follow rules very well, so trying to do that.
They're out there competing for millions of dollars.
Oh yeah,
right?
I show up. Keep up, and I shut up.
Yeah, okay, right on.
But I love it all. The worst part, there is no worst part. They're truly, if I had to, we closed the range on Thursday and Friday, I think. We were the last people out. That was kind of late. It was getting kind of cold. It was getting kind of dark. I was over.
Yeah, if you talk to most caddies, and actually if you talk to most players, the preparation and the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is not their favorite part. Actually, we had a first pro-am of the year this year. We played in the pro-am, and, it's just kind of – you end up just going through the motions. In pro-ams, you got to be an ambassador for the tour. They bring in a lot of money, and, it's kind of like the lifeblood of it all. So you got to play the part. But, you can kind of end up going through the motions by the end of it.
Did you see that nice M6 2019 BMW sitting by the putting green?
Didn't win it.
It was only for the pro-am, a hole-in-one that day. We did have two hole-in-ones through the tournament. Nothing happened on that day, and it was on one hole. I think it was hole number 12, I believe.
Yeah, Lexi and Allie McDonald both haven't had an ace.
So. Yeah, Lexi on number three. She had a new caddy on the bag. That's a Corn Ferry winner. Oh, Curtis. Curtis Thompson on the bag.
I don't know if he's new. I think he's been there before for us.
Yeah, I'm sure he's carried her, looped her for a few times probably. But that's some pretty hardcore competition there, trying to go up against Corn Ferry winner, you know, on the bag of Lexi, former number. Was she ever number one, Lexi?
I think so. She had to.
Oh, she's been out here long enough. She probably was a while back.
But don't quote me on that. You know me, I'm a new women's golf fan. So.
But yeah, a lot of caddies jumping ship. And, you know, it's just unbelievable where these caddies, you know, come and go and how they get jobs. And I saw today after the round, a lot of guys hustling on their phone, trying to get a bag for next week. I even get phone calls now. Hey, do you know anybody?
You're in the loop, bud. You've made it.
Kind of, sort of, but you know, I'm not on the chat or anything like that, but people are calling and asking, you know, who's available. I even had an old longtime Hall of Fame caddy guy call me up and say, hey, get me a bag. I mean, people want to work.
Long time. Yeah, there's just not many bags out there with the limited fields right now. So there's like piranhas in the water right now going for what they can for just only 3 weeks left to work for the year. And then it's going to be a long off season. I mean, we have only had 12 events thus far as it is. So, you know, guys are hungry. They got to feed themselves. They got bills to pay. You know, I'm one of them. So I'm looking at one event left, but then, you know, it's off to Mexico for me, whatever.
But everybody's just scrounging for bags. Even longtime veteran caddy, South African Gary, he was looking for a bag for the US Open. He's willing to take an amateur.
Cutthroat world, man. You gotta put bread on the table.
I don't know, but taking an amateur when you don't get any percentage if they win, that's kind of, I'm sure they give you a bonus if you make the cut, but still, you're getting paid, you're getting your normal fee, I guess, hopefully.
Yeah, you work it out. If you make the cut, you make a little bit more, you know, there's some sort of bonus structured in, but yeah, there's never going to be the payday, but you know, I guess you look at it as, you know, there's the potential you're out there and you're going to miss the cut anyway with your player and you just make the weekly salary, so... you know, work's work at some point. We are in a pandemic and we're just sometimes we're happy to get that paycheck.
Constantly and consistently blows me away that these people don't stay with their caddies. Because when I learned
that, and we're going to keep talking about it every week.
When I learned Tiffany hits her 9-iron 130 yards, when we have a 130 yard shot, I know, you know, if the wind's blowing, what's going to happen. If you're new on the bag, you're not so sure. But after you get, like, look at.
Doesn't take more than a couple weeks to get their numbers down.
Yeah, I know. But Fusco's been with. Say Young Kim for, you know, since you've been out here 5 years.
Hey, man, you're
preaching
to the choir here. I know, bro.
Just telling the listeners out there, man, you don't believe how hard it is to keep a job out here. They come and they go just like the buses in the night.
That's right. So, yeah, we got a week off. What are we up to, man? We're going to just do a little rig life.
We got to stay clean. We've got a week. I don't want to be one of those top 5 people to get the Rona.
Don't want to be a statistic, not a casualty.
No, sir.
Yeah, man. No, I'm looking. I've never
been. So, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to cruise down low. We're going to stay low. We're going to go. Let's go get some gumbo down in Louisiana.
Some gumbo. Cruised through Texas, so I've never seen the golf course. I know you've been there the last couple of years. Excited to go check it out. And
it's right on the water. It's a beautiful course, beautiful views. Got big high rough and like swampland, low country. It's supposed to be pretty chilly, I believe I heard.
Yeah, okay, I could do sweater weather. I like that. All right, little wind, little toque weather. Now we're talking Canada. All right.
Yeah, my first year out here was at Sung Hume Park. One, it was a 2-day event, 36 holes. It was blowing out too much wind, too much rain.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No, last year was nice and beautiful days, though.
Okay.
Who won it last year? Who's our defending champion? Cheyenne Knight.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Cool, man.
Texas native, so all the Texas people are happy. Angela Stanford, Stacey Lewis, they're all getting it done out here in Texas.
Yeah, I don't think, has anybody defended a title this year, or?
I don't believe so. Not yet. No.
Inby didn't in Australia, did she? No, I don't think so. Yeah. Well, you never know. Maybe Cheyenne's going to get it done.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. We're going to throw some picks out there. What do you think? Anybody jumping out for the VOA?
Yeah, man. I'm going to go with Angela Stanford there. You just said it. She's Texan. She's kind of got a home field advantage. She's just coming off a top 5 right now. She's had a really solid year. She's a wily old vet, and that's my like dark horse outside of the top guns that we could just easily pick as usual.
Right, Allie McDonald, who's on a heater right now.
Yeah, I mean, you could just go down the list on the top 10 right now, right?
Daniel King wasn't here. Her caddy took off. He had the Rona, so she just kind of bypassed this week, but she'll be ready to go next week, I believe.
But who else? I mean, we got to pick a good wind player. It's potentially windy. You know, Sofia Popov got off to a great start.
She had a shot at 62 on the 18th. She three-putted it from off the green, but shooting 62 around this course was something. She was playing a different golf course.
Especially on that day one. She faded away a little bit.
She had four clear of the field, I think. She finished 15th.
But, that whoever's going to hit that wind ball better in Texas.
Stacey Lewis, she likes to – likes that,
and she's won this year, so yeah, it could be any, you know, it's sport, you know, or we've seen to be let's go down the list here. I got to get a better pick than that. Who else you got?
Oh man, Maria Fassi.
No,
I'm going a dark horse there.
That's a dark horse, all right.
She's gonna win out here real soon. She was out there, she made the weekend here.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with
Lydia Ko. I'll take Lydia Ko too. She's too hot.
I'm sticking with Stanford.
All right, I'm taking Lydia.
Okay, man. Yeah, you got anything else going on you want to say to the people?
Well, just thanks for sharing it, man. We're out over 45 countries now. People around the world are listening to this. We'll get some good interviews going up. Paul Fusco, the winner, two-time winner, he said he's going to come on the pod in a couple weeks after Thanksgiving. We'll try to get another couple caddies in here to talk some smack, talk some trash, but no, all good. Safe travels to everybody. Casey and I are off to the beach tomorrow for a resting day. We're taking the Monday off, and then we're going to hit the road and head out to Texas.
Thanks, yeehaw, y'all. Once again, we are at Let's Talk Divots on all social media platforms. You can find us, you can share us, you can like us, but just go ahead and share us with a friend. Pass it on. Send it in Messenger. Send it in WhatsApp.
Please do.
iMessage and just say, check these guys out.
And give us a shout out. Call us. We'll send us an email. Ask us a question. We're happy to answer them on the air for you.
And we really appreciate it.
Take care, everybody. Right, happy Thanksgiving.